four lines from the bottom. Iboy Elohu, the Gemara clears a shayla, konu miyodai mahu. What is the din if it was konu miyodai? So what does Rashi say? Konu miyodai mahu, a baraisa. The Gemara is clearing a shayla, and the baraisa, doima lachaveiroi, Dino dvorim ainli al soda zukoi. We learned in the Baraisa, if he said dino dvorim ainli al soda zu, so it says it's no good. So the Gemara closes shaila, what if he said dino dvorim ainli, and they made a kinyan chalit. Aval amas nisin, and our Mishneh, le mahani kinyan liyapis koicho. There, a kinyan will not in any way help liyapes koicha. That means as follows. We heard in the Mishneh, if he says, dinen vorem ainli benechsayich, so the siluk only helps legabi that mecha kaim. Legabi peiris, it doesn't help. Legabi yerusha, it doesn't help. So Rashi says, if we'd make a kinyan chalipin, and we would say the same loshen dinet dvorim eli b'nechsayich, it's lemal lemerid. The kinyan will not create a greater siluk. Why not? Do bamira beloy loshen matoni sagi l'staluki, afele migufi sholkaka heichet deporish. Because in the Mishnah, there's no chesoren with Amira. Amira helps, as the Gemara explained before. Nachla abole lo odom imoki macher. It helps. He could be misalik from everything. He could be misalik from Yerusha also. Heichet de Porish. If he said that he mechaycha moisach, so lemaise is misalik from Yerusha. V'taime k'dektoni sefer. Like it says in the Sefer, V'taime de mas nisen, Dama hareza oichel peiris. That what the Mishnah says, that even though he said dinu dvorim, he still eats peiris. La mishum greyusa de loshen dinu dvorim hu. Not because there's a greyusa of the loshen of dinu dvorim. El mishum de loy porish mi mai solik namshe. The reason is, because he was not meforish what the siluk was about, from what he was misalik. And we'll hear on the Gemara Named Beis, Amrinin yodo ala tachtoine kidri meforish lekamon. That means the Gemara later is going to explain, when he said, din edvorim ainli b'nechsayim, so Bemison, he has three schusim in her nechosim. Schus one, he eats peiris. Schus two, that mechra bottle. Schus three, that he yarshin. So the Gemara Namad Beis asks Akasha, so how do you know to pinpoint and say when he said, dinet vorm ein li b'nechsayich, he only meant legabi that mechra should be kaim. How do you know he only meant that? Maybe he meant he won't eat peiris. Maybe he went, he won't yarshin. How do you know he only meant that? So the Gemara Namad Beis explains, because there's a klal yad balashtar ala tachtoine. That means if someone says a loshen sosum, and we don't know how much he's being misalik himself from, so we say the minimum amount. That's the klal yad balashtar ala tachtoine. So therefore, the reason why, when he says, dinet vorm ein li b'nechsayich, is because I assume that's all what he meant. He only meant to be misalik himself from the smallest chus that he has. And the Gemara explains that mecha, by saying that it should be mecha kaim, that's the smallest chus. The ene yechayla loyma minakel nistalakto is hilkach mali koni mali loykon. So what's with the difference? It shows what he meant. So what's the difference if you made a kinyan chalipin? You make a kinyan chalipin. Ela baraisa kaboyla. We're going on the baraisa. Diktoni loyomaklo. The baraisa, it says that he did, that if he says, dinet vorem ainli loyomaklo. V'taima, why is Elo Yomakum Shem Greyus Adolishno? Because that's a Loshin Garua. It's not a Loshin Matone. So now the Gemara clouds a Shaila, but what if he made a Kinyin Chalipin? Mahu. So Rashi says, what's the Shaila? Mi Amrin, do we say, Lehikne Bechalipin Halolo Klu? He wasn't making anything. That means we made a kinyan chalipin on what he said. He said dinu dvorim. That means I won't bring you to din toira. I won't disagree with you. And we made a kinyan chalipin on dinu dvorim. But dinu dvorim is nothing to do with the etzem bailus of the karka. So a kinyan chalipin will not help. When one makes a kinyan chalipin, the purpose of the kinyan is that we are transferring ownership. This one is kinda the suda, and he's makna him the chayfetz that he's selling. We'll later elaborate a little in the study Ashayil according to Rashi, but just would like to learn the Gemara and Taisvis. Then we'll come back to this. So Memela say boilu koni miyodei mau. So Rashi learns that it's going on the Baraisa. The Baraisa says if he says dinu dvorim. What'll be the din if he made a kinya chalipin? Omar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, "Mi dinu dvorim kone miyode." That's all. The kinya chalipin was only on dinu dvorim, but there was no transferal of ownership through the kinya chalipin. Rav Nachman Omar, "Migufe shel karke kone miyode." Rav Nachman said, "Migufe shel karke kone miyode." Omar Rabbi, so we have our machloikis. What does Rashi say? Midin advom kone miyode, mashe pirish ala kinyin kone miyode. What he said? Vuloshin din udvorim, peineklum. All he said is din udvorim. Omar Abaye, so Abaye wants to be Machia. Mistavre milse de Rav Yosef, ba'oire, my saying pshat, that Rav Yosef, that says that he means only dinu dvorim, that's if he was ma'oire, right after this kinyan, that means the other shutef wanted to be machzik in the whole kalke. And he said, why are you mad? He says, what do you mean? Made a kinyan chalipin. She says, I made a kinyan chalipin on dinu dvorim. Aval ba'oimid migufe shel karke kono miyode. But what is, if they made a ma'ase kinyan chalipin, and the shutef was marzik in the karke, and a few days later, the first shutef comes and says, what are you doing here? He says, what do you mean? We made a kinyan chalipin. He says, the kinyan chalipin was only on dinu dvorim. So then we say that he really, that is not true, and the kinyan chalipin was really on the guf hakarke. What does Rashi say? Ba'oire, kshebo chaveiro ze laharzik bechelkoi, Biyad omad ve'irer ala matona. As soon as he comes in, he's ma'ar. V'omaloi nisati loch es asode. V'din edvorim ba'alma amarti loch. I just told you din edvorim. Shaloi ori v'imcha. I'm not gonna fight with you about this kalke. Avo ba'oimed yoima yoimayim v'acha kach ire loi. V'hashtu de kohoda bei v'lomdu li tenkach. But if it was Aymed 1 or 2 days, and he didn't say anything, so Mustami meant that. Now Mustami, someone told them, why did you do such a thing? You should say, you only made a kinyan for dinu dvorim. But we see from what he does afterwards, that's Seifa is Megal al Tchilosei. If Yenna was Masig, he didn't say anything, so that's a Raya. then Afilu Rav Yosef will also be made that he was misalik himself migufa shel karka. And Rav Yosef holds if he was made right away, then we could say take that he only meant midin advarim. Amar Ameim Hilchasim migufa shel karka kona miyodi. And I may me pass with the goofer shalkak. Omale Ravashi la may me boire oiboimit. Are you saying this only boimit or fill a boire? So the yestum la may nafkemine, lich the Rav Yosef. Nice Rav Yosef, but maybe you pass night Rav Yosef and by oire you'll be made to Rav Yosef. Omale lo shmili kloima lo svirali. That I don't, there's a difference, oire noimed. I assume it's migufe shel karke. Let us see Taisvis. Kone mi yodai mahu. Perish pekuntes da bereise koi. That's going on the bereise. The kosholari. The ma yesh lohoyel shom kinyan. How could a kinyan help in the bereise? Sharei lemi makna oiso. To who is he maknit? Valoi lekula alme mafkelo. He's saying din advarim ainli. Taisvis is asking amoyre de kekashe. That means a maise kinyan passes if Reuven is making a kinyan with Shimon, and Shimon is being maknet to Reuven, so then we're making a ma'isa kinyan. So, for the suda that Reuven gives Shimon, Shimon is maknet to Reuven. But here, this person does not mention in the least that he's giving it, that Shimon is giving it to Reuven. He just said, din edvorim ainli. So what is he saying? Lefi devoro. What is he saying? He's saying that I want to be, if we'll say, he means migufa karke. So migufa karke will mean that he doesn't want to have any bailus in the gufa karke. That is what he's saying. Now, let's, lefid vorecha, so who will it belong to? Your chelik? Anybody. I mean, I'm a salik myself. Din edvorim ein li bekarkezu. That's what he's saying. He's not saying, I'm giving it to you. I'm saying, I'm ois balabos. Beryl wants to take it, isn't it? Let him make a maise kinyan. Let him make a chazoke. So Taisvis asks, amayra de kekashe. So, since what he is saying, even if he wants to transfer the bailus, so it's not to him. It's not to the one who's giving me the sudda. I want that anyone who wants can be zeichen it. I'm a salik my bailus. So how could a kinyan in any way help the situation? We'll come back to Taisvis Kash, but let us say Taisvis Teretz. V'nira l'ri, da nesue koi. It's going on nesue. Around the Mishneh, on a nesue. Demrinen di yodoi ki yodo. Imahani lo shum kinyan eloi. It is going by a nesuah, which we said before that their silik sicha doesn't help, because it's yodai ki yodo. So she has a bailus in the kark already. It's like it's his kark lepeiris. But what'll be if we'll make a maisa kinyan? So kan shayil aben. So they're also shutfim. I mean, if Taisvis did not like Rashi's pshat, because a maise kinyan with the shutf cannot help, because I'm not giving it to you, so it should be the same thing over here. He's also a shutf. He became a shutf in the nechosim, yodoi ki yodo. Rashi said, "Vrei kishutav behem." He's a shutav in the nechosim. Bekivin shenechosim shaloi tzach loshem matone. So if I'm a shutif, so just like Tosfos did not understand by a shutif that a kinyan should help the situation because he's not being magnet to the shutif. So by nesue, why does it help? What's the difference? What's that in Tosfos Teretz? Let us first answer this last kasha. Yelos HaShachar brings from the Maram Shif, there's a Rabbi Chonon, and the Shif is on that Tzadik Hei, that it's Meiradik. Taisvis, when Taisvis says by a Nesuah, there's the Shaila, because there, through the Kenyan, she will be Zeiche in what he was Masalik himself. That means like this. It's her karke. Now he got a schus dekel apeiris. So he's a schus in her karke. That's called a shutif, right? But what will be if he'll be misalik himself from that schus? He'll lose the dekel apeiris. So who will it belong to? Will it be Hefke? Won't be Hefke. Will belong to her. That means it's her kake in the schus that he has on her kake. He was misalik, so memela, so she'll get it. So after this passed a maisa kinyan. So that place is understood. But by a shutif, if there are two shutfim, if I have half the field, you have half the field, and you'll give me a suda, and I'll say dinna dvar mainly, so who are you? I mean, so the whole machuv, I'm not giving it to you. I'm saying dinna dvar mainly. So how could the maisa kinyan that you made with me, how can that make that I should become a suluk from the kalka? That is Taisvis Kasha and Rash. The Rosh, Yeshel Kayim Perish Rashi, the Kivin Sho'ima Lachaveiroi Shu Shutef Imoi, Vehiknaloi, Muchach Shehu Maknaloi Hasode. Since he said, told the Shutef, and Vehiknal, and he made a Maisekin with him, Muchach Shehu Maknaloi Hasode. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little. But before this elaboration, I'd like to be magdim. There's a machlokes rishonim and achronim. How does kinyan suda work? What is the lomdus of kinyan suda? There's an Indian of machlef pora b'chamoyer, shove b'shove. There it is an exchange of two entities. We're exchanging. You're getting the chamoyer, I'm getting the pore. There's an exchange. Others learn that a suda is also an exchange. It's also a tmura. Aye, they're not equal. So achshave. But the lomdus of kinyan suda is bite on it is an exchange. We're exchanging whatever I'm giving for something else. It's an exchange of two chafetz. It's a temura. There's a pesanta k'tzois. The k'tzois wants to say that kinyan chalipin does not help by get that she'll give him a suda because it's derech mekech hamemke felt v'nosan. V'nosan los kosos ekrisa v'nosan b'yod. This is not v'nosan, this is mekech hamemke. This is an exchange. That means for the suda, he's exchanging, he's giving her a get. She's kind of the get. Das felt v'nosan. It's derech mekech hamemke. So they understood kinyan suda is an exchange. There is a Rashbe and a Be'iri that learned Nitazai. The Rashbe says that by Kinyan Suda, Einoi Dmei HaChalipin, it's not this for this, The whole purpose of the Suda is l'kayim adova. That's what it says in the Pasuk. And there's a Lashon HaMe'iri in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Hei Amed Beis, where the Me'iri explains Kinyan Suda. V'inyonai. What is Pshat Kinyan Suda? How does it work? Kishem shehu matna loy dover ze b'leiv shalom. I'm giving you my Suda b'leiv shalom. U'b'loy shum sig. B'loy shum siog. I'm giving it to you b'leiv shalom my Suda. Kach yehu moichaloi oisedovo. That means this brings about gemiras das lekaimadovo. I'm giving you this suda b'leiv shalom that you see from me. I'm starting out. I gave you this suda b'leiv shalom. So therefore, you should sell me that thing also b'leiv shalom. So it's not that you're giving me a pora for the suda, we're exchanging. There's no exchange whatsoever over here. This is l'kayim adova. This brings about gemiras das. I'm showing you my sincerity, so that should bring about your sincerity, that you should be maknami the zach. So that's how kinyan suda works, l'kayim adova. Now, v'lulei de mistafine, I would like to say that Rashi learned the first way, that it's a tamura, and Taisvis learned the second way. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little. Rashi says, let's see the Rashi Nachamu. Mi yamrinin lehikne b'chalipen halo luklum. He wasn't makna anything. Lo yoma alea l'loshin din ha'dvorim. Yeah, maybe it's nothing, but just in advance, but there was no transaction whatsoever. Eidulme ein chalipin boim ele ledovo sheyesh boim amish. Sheze koine es hasuda umakne loy chayfetz amecha oye matone. Chalipin only works with a dovo sheyesh boim amish. He's koine the suda. And he's makne loy chayfetz amecha oye matone. So, l'chei redach smirashi means to say, there's sometimes a b'chine that actions speak louder than words. That means as follows. If you give me a suda, so my words were dinadvorim mainly. Now, if you'll pinpoint me to my words, I didn't say I'm being maknet to you, I'm talking, a lawyer will be tying for me. Hey, only said didn't draw mainly. That's true. The words did not state that I want to give it to you, 100%. But actions speak louder than words. Kinyan Suda is a trade, is a hachlofe. No, if you're giving me a Suda, I'm asking you should give me a Suda. So that means something. I'm saying dinner dvor mainly, so I'm starting off that I won't have any more bailus in it, but what's going to be if you're giving me the suda, and a suda means a transaction, a trade, so that means I won't have any more bailus and the actions firois, and my chelik will become yours. That's what Rashi means to say. Ein chalipim boim el ledovo sheyesh bei mamash sheze kaines asuda is kaide de suda umakna lechev et samech oyamato. That's the taish kinyan suda. So al kocha there's a transaction. Al kocha there's a transaction. So he didn't speak enough. So the suda is telling us more than what he said. So that's how Rashi learned. Taisves did not want to buy this. That means the mayesh lohayul shom kinyan sherei lemi matnois v'leklama mafkelo. Taisa says, zicher, I will not say that the suda will be able to tell me more than he's saying. And let us be maysif. And perhaps Taisa holds that the gedder of suda is lekayim adova. That means, we mentioned before, Arashba and Meiri, just like I'm doing this B'leiv Sholem, I'm giving you a Suda B'leiv Sholem, so you see my sincerity, So I want your sincerity should be also. You should be as sincere as I am. So I just want sincerity. But what? Well, what we spoke about. So if we spoke about dinner dvorah mainly, fine. So I want your sincerity, okay? It should be dinner dvorah mainly. So I mean it seriously. Dinner dvorah mainly. So you mean it seriously, fine. But it won't become his. It won't become his. I mean, my mail said the whole thing doesn't make sense. So, dinner dvorah mainly has to mean that, I mean sincere, that it should be hefker. So, the suit that you give me means that I should be mafker. So it doesn't stim. That's Taisvis Kasha. A suddar is lekayim adovo, but lekayim adovo is all we're talking about. And taker, we're talking about dinner dvorah mainly, so mainly your suddar cannot bring about that I'm after it. Therefore, Taisvah says that it's speaking about an isha after nisuin. So there, if Hiltake be misalik, his kakala peiris, so automatically it'll become hers. Automatically, the Lamai say he's being mesalik his kalkala peiris. The yelus hashacha muchesich shachstak, he doesn't understand toisvis. So the Maram Shiv says if it's ois kalkala peiris, automatically it's hers. But so it's hers, not off the kinyan. So how did toisvis understand it? This kasha the yelus hashacha asks. I mean, if Taisvis learns that the Kenyan has to stim with the transaction, that's what Taisvis owes, not the Kenyan tells us something else is happening. So here there's also no transaction. The Kenyan is, it belongs to her, and he's not giving it to her. He's being misalik, and automatically it becomes hers. In fact, the Yel Sashacha, so Taisvis also has problems. So Dachsach Mir, it's not schwer, because Taisvis learned like the Meiri and the Rashba, that the gather of Kenyan Suda is one thing, sincerity. This is a Maise, Lekayim Adova, that shows sincerity. Do you want to be Misalik yourself for my Nechosim, yes or no? If he's sincere, so that's enough. So he's Misalik, and automatically you'll become Arstake. So if a cat, the one who be Zayche, she's the one that should make sure that there's sincerity in his siluk. So, but that's all. Not that he's giving it to her. He's Misalik, and automatically she's Kaine. But she's the one that is Bekoyach to prove his sincerity. This could be Pshat in the Machloikis Rashi and Taisvis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Im kein lemakos avlo. The Mishnah starts off by saying that if he said dinner dvorim ainli, he eats peiris, he yarshins, im kein lemakos avlo dinner dvorim. So what did he, well, for what purpose did he write dinner dvorim? That the mecho kaim. Let her tell him, Mikol Mili Silikas Nafsha. What do you mean, Lalama Omalo? You said in the Dvorah mainly, so you didn't specify. So we should assume that everything, that you misalk yourself from everything. Omar Abaye Yad Balashtar Ala Tachtoina. So let us see Rashi. The time olay mikol milis likes nafshach. Even the ukmis the beloshen zay yochali stalik. If this loshen is sufficient, it can be mistalik loma ene misuluk minakel. So the Gemara says yad balashtar ala tachtoine. Kol hamoitzi shtar al hamurzik bedova. Kol hamoitzi shtar al hamurzik bedova. If a person is moitzi shtar on someone who's murzik, ma shemefurish b'shtar yochel etfoil of whatever it says black and white in the shtar can be teveya. V'ma shtar sosum, but what if the shtar is vague? It doesn't say clearly. Is meirid noisoy lepochay shebemashmois hashtar. So then we have a shtar taka against you, but we can only assume the minutest mashmois of the shtar. More than that, we can't prove. יד בעל השטעל תחתוין. וכאן הבעל בו בתקונס חכמים על נכסי אישתוי בשלושה דברים. The Baal came through a takonis chachamim, he had three schusim. Lechol peiris, velirish, vim timkor mechrobotl. There were three schusim he had. Vizu meitziya olav shtar, and she's meitziya shtar, shekosavtali, you know, you said din advorim, ein libenach sayach. Veloshin silikuze, you are misalik yourself, from your schusim. Vuhu yochelitin vade loshin siliku. Sure, I was misalik myself. Avoloi nistalakti elam mipoche shebedvorim. I was only misalik myself from the smallest schus. Vizui amechire, and that's the mechire. I was misalik myself that. Now, if you'll sell it, it's sold. Avol kozman sheloy timker oichel peiris. That means the peiris. I wasn't misalik myself. Vakert is yad ba'al ashtar ala tachtoin. Frek the gemore ve'eimo mi peiri. So good. So now we know. We have guidelines now that since he said a loshen sosum, so she is only. She only can further a siluk from the smallest chus that he has. More than that, she can't demand. Frag the Gemara, maybe the smallest chus is peiris. Maybe to eat the peiris every year, that's the smallest chus. Zegt Rashi, the aima mi peiri misalik nafshe, shelo yoichel peiris bechayeho, Vehu poche shebekulam. This is the smallest chus. Avolim timker. But if she's going to sell, shemavsid af gufa karke, shoyeroi liroish im tomos bechayov, yemechro botul v'yirosheno. That means, so Rashi says as follows. We have, let's talk about two schusim he has. He has a schus to eat peiris. Let's go mathematically. So let's say the peiris for each year is worth, let's say, $100. It's $100 a year. Fine. So that's, if he's misalik himself from the peiris, he misalik himself for $100 a year. If it's the way you're saying, that'll be mechro kayim. So let's see what he's getting into. Now, Mecha Kayim, number one, he'll lose the peiris after she sells it. He's going to lose the peiris. Good, she might sell it in 2 years. But whenever she sells it, already I said, it'll be Mecha Kayim, so she can sell the peiris in 2 years and 10 years. Okay, so 2 years and 10 years, so we'll say, but now it's that 2 years and 10 years is less than all the years. Fine. But Rashi, there's another cheshbon. If it'll be mechro kayim, so then the karka also is sold, and he won't be able to yashin her. Be mechro botul, so then he'll yashin her. So we're talking about peanuts and a lot of money. That means peiris is very nice. Each year is $100 worth of peiris. That's a nice small income, but by being mevater on his chus of mecha botul, he's losing the whole. There's a potential he might lose the whole karka. So when I learned this Rashi, is minish good geworden, and Baruch Hashem, I found I'm in good company. The Maram Shif asks the kasha. We had learned on Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says, let's just look for 1 second and Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis. We hear in the Mishnah when Mishani says, if she yarshined a karke after the Nisuin, Eilu ve'eilu moidim, Sai be Shammai and Sai be Silul are moide, that what? Imocha v'nos nakayim. So the Mekoyer the makayah that imacha no I'm sorry she imacha v'nosna shema abayitz miad lekuches yeah that he is the makayah of mecha bottle the nachosim she yash and after the nesuim sasai beishamai sasai beisulul hold she that the baal is abayitz miad lekuches and it's mecha bottle that's what it says in this mishnah. So the Gemara says in the Fayim Chesamet Beis, Leimet Tanina le Takone Sushe. So our Mishnah is a Raya to Takone Sushe. Dama Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanine b'Ushe Iskinu, Ha'isha Shemocha b'Nich Seilut b'Chaye Bailo. If she sold the Nechosim, Umeiso, and then she died, Ha'bal Moitz Miyada Lekuches. So that was Takone Sushe. That if she dies before the husband, he's mighty the karka miyada lekuchis, even though she sold it. So the Gemara says, no, there's no raya from the Mishnah. Masnisin bechayeho ulepeiros, takonis ushe begufe shel karka ulaachamisin. So let us see Rashi for 1 minute. Masnisin bechayeho koma. Our Mishnah says, Mechro Eine Kayim, Mechro Bottle, Bechayer Koma, Habal Moitzi, that means she sold the Kalke. She sold the Kalke, she sold the Peiris. So our Mishnah says that Mechro Eine Kayim, Masnisen Bechayer Koma, Habal Moitzi, Kedei Lechel Peiris Bechayer. The Mechro is Kayim, is Bamecha's bottle, that he is mighty from the lekuches, the peiris that she sold. Ula acha moisa, but what happens after she dies? Yachzir ha-kalka lelekeich. The Mishnah never said that the kalka will belong to him. She sold the kalka, b'chayov. Now by selling the kalka, automatically he loses his chus achilas peiris. So they made a takana, he won't lose his chus achilas peiris, even though she sold the kalka, so he eats the peiris. But after she dies, so memela then the lekech gets the kalka. Vathulu b'meisa b'chayv lo yirshena habal. The baal won't yarshena. Mecha bottles only negate the peiris, but the kalka is sold. That's Takonis Usha. That's not our Mishnah. That's Takonis Usha. So Memele, so it's a Pachat. So Rashi, our Gemara said, you know, you have a Sofik, what was he Mevata? The Schus Peres or the Schus of Mechra Bottle? So the Gemara says, you know, the schus of peiris is much smaller than the schus of mechra bottle. Why? Because the schus peiris is only the peiris, and if it would be mechra bottle, he would yashina. So now that it's mechra kaim, he can yashina. So Rashi says klo that since mechra bottle he yashins. The Gemara says, "Klon it is enough for interesting base yashin. He zicher doesn't yashin. The kaka zicher belongs to the lekech. That was takanas usha. That was later. That's not our mishnah. We're learning mishnayis now. Takanas usha says even if she sold the kaka and she died, he'll yashin. Fine. That was takanas usha. But bisman ha mishnah, if she sold the kaka, it sold. The only nafkamin is lagabi the peiris." Well, he have the peiris. So if the nafkamin is lagabi the peiris, so memela is fakel. So if he's misalik himself with the peiris, he misalik himself from all peiris. If he's misalik himself for when she'll sell the karka, he's only misalik himself from the peiris when she'll sell the karka. So it's zicha, this is the smallest chus. And Rashi says over here, no, he's losing a lot because he won't yashana. So the Maram Shif asks this kasha Baruch Hashem and Rashi, and he says, Bedoichik maybe will say, Pshat the Gemara, that means, the Gemara says, Leimet Tanine, that maybe our Mishnah is a Rayim, to Takonis Usha, so the Gemara says, no, it could be Matre the Rayim, oh, but for the Emes, that's like a Pshat in the Mishnah. For the Emes, that what it says, Mechra Bottle means Takonis Usha Take. You want to bring a Rayim, can sich Dingim with you, but that's true Pshat in the Mishnah. That I mean, really, that what the Mishnah is really saying, mecha bottle, means that he yashins her also. That's the chubshat mecha bottle. That the mecher is not chal, not only legabi the peiris, though the mecher is not chal, afilu legabi the etzem karke. And if she'll die, he'll yashin her. That's takonis sushi, and that's the chubshat in the Mishnah. So if that's pshat in the Gemara of Ayichesim at Beisa, then Rashi is beautiful. So Rashi is explaining the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's asking, we have to find a minute schus. So I'll tell you, Achilles Peiris, legabi to say mecha kayim, so Achilles Peiris is a much smaller hefsid, because it's a much smaller veto. Because this is only the peiris, and by saying mecha kaim is losing potentially the whole karke if she'll die first. Okay, about kaponim, it's a gewaldike horem. And for the gemore, Omar Rabbaye, boitzino tav mikaro. So let us see what Rashi says. Boitzine, The last ktano. A betzina is a small pumpkin. Karo, the last gedoilo. It's a big pumpkin. V'oimelechaveiroi, kachlecho, the last ktano. I'll give you a choice. If you want, you can go right now to my garden and take a small pumpkin beginosi. Oi, hamtein achi yegdilo. You can wait a few months. V'kach gedoilo. So watch it. So he has an alternative. Zutrashi toivloi likachaktana miyad. It's better. I told you now, go take the small one. Ki lo yeda mayula joim. A person will never know mayula joim. Afkan chaviva olov achilas peiris. Shuhu tode umiyad. What are you talking? Which is more choshev? He has a schus to eat peiris. This is Todir, umiyad, mi bitul mecher, to be, that's chus that he had to be involved for mecher, she'ene miyad. That means, now being, that's chus that he had to be involved for the mecher is not a chus that he's deriving benefit from it now. Elo l'chshetimke, when she'll sell the karke, then he'll have a chus to be involved for the mecher. So this is a chus. Maybe she'll never sell it. So this is a revach that perhaps I'll get. It's a big revach, you're right. But perhaps I'll get it. This is a revach I have now. So by a person, a betzina tav mikare, what I have now, mashe batuach, this is what I have, this is choshev by me. That is, could be more choshev, but so, bedasa odom, we say it's better for him to be mevater on the schus of bitul mecher than to be mevater on the schus of achilas peiris. Let us see Taisvis. Butzino tav mikare. So Taisvis says, loike peiris akunteris, the peiris the shneyem mean the lasem, both of them are pumpkins. Dokishuin mitagemin and butzine. Kishuin is like a squash. That's called, kishuin, is the Targum says, butzina. Vekaro, hainu dalas. Kar is a pumpkin, and kishuin is squash. Kidamuchi pekanoida minamabushel. They're two different things. Vekishuin e diluyim, shnei, vekar hainu dalas, kimuchi pekanoida mabushel. Kar is a dalas. This is a Targum, butzina is kishuin, and a kar is a dalas. That's the gemon anoida minamabushel. V'kishuin v'deiluin shnei minim make this number m'seches kloim. Neiteya odom kishes v'dalas b'soich guma achas. A person could plant in one gume kishes v'dalas u'bavachi yeinoite seyer shura zulakam v'seyer shura zulakam. She makes sure the branches should not be mu'ur, they should be going in a different direction. U'dalas. So mamela, the two different meanings. Udalas, a pumpkin gdoyla v'chshuva yaisim mikishuim. A pumpkin is larger and more choshev than a squash. Ela shemacheres lizbashel, it takes a longer time to get right. Va'akishis mamaheres lavashel. A moshel hadyit kachu, shodom oye va'akishis yaisa, a person prefers squash more, shiena bo mehere mimashoiv the last alamtina afabishu tayviyais about kaponim. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara is saying that even though there is a cheshbon that he might lose more by being mevata on his chus of bitul hamekach, but a person doesn't look at it in that perspective. A person looks that this is what he has, and this is what he might gain. So he doesn't. So but vakert. So his smallest schus is bitul mekach. Frag the Gemara ve'ema miYerusha. Maybe he wanted to be mevata the Yerusha. Let us see Rashi. Ve'ime mi Yerusha solik nafshe. Vuhu apoches. Fakert di Yerusha shema loitomus b'chayev. That means Yerusha is only if she'll die. What if she won't die? She is mamish nothing. So it's a sofik is being mevata on anything. Avo mimchire loy solik nafshe. Shema timker v'yafsid achilas peiris shuachshav. That means Mechire des Achilles Peres also. Yerusha is either he'll die first or she'll die first. So that's a sofik. Abu Mechire is, forget about it. Tzad Yerusha Shaboy, but this is Lus Peres also. So Lechire, the smallest schus he has in the kak is Yerusha. This is a sofik, maybe Yash. Yeah. And for the Gemara, Omar Abaye, Mise Shriche. Mechire loy Shriche. Mise is Shriach. Mechire loy Shriche. That she said, sell the kark is loy Shriche. Vchimisalek inish nafshe, mi milse de loy Shriche, mi milse de Shriche loy misalek inish nafshe. Fakel. That means since this is Shriach that she should die first, so for Kel, that he won't be misalik himself. This is a potential, this is something to think about. Mechire is loy Shriche. What does Rashi say? Mechire loy Shriche, shein isha roitze limke nichsei beis odio. She doesn't want to sell, this is already a family heritage, she should sell it. The whole thing is not too olu to occur. What does Taisvah say? Misa shriche, shemo mishum, the roiv pomi mistakenes beleida, so a mele, so her misa is shriach. Mechira lo shriche, shekoshel olimker, mishum shvach beisavir. Rav Ashi Omar, so the first mahalach in the Gemara was, of Abaye, we asked Akasha, first Mahalach in the Gemara was, we asked Akasha that, why don't we say that he's misalik himself from everything? So Abaye said, alom des yad balashtar ala tachtoine, that she can only prove the minutest schus that he was mevata, and the minutest schus is that will say there'll be mechokai. Ravashi Yoma, that it's not a kash in a teretz. It's often a verter. Din udvorim ainli bin nechsayach. So he said, bin nechsayach ainli din udvorim. V'loi bepeiriseyem, bin nechsayach, he didn't speak about the peiris, he said, din nechosim. Bin nechsayich v'loy lacha mise. If we're talking about Yerusha, it's not nechsayich anymore. She's dead. So Rav Ashi tainet, not out the lumdis with we figure out yad balashtar latachtoin, and this is the smallest chus. He said, rochel bitchaktana, I'm misalik myself on your nechosim. He didn't speak about Peres. He didn't speak about Yerusha. What does Rashi say? Abashioma ein loch el digdak haloshen. Bin nechsayich omolo. Avaloi beperisayim. He didn't speak about the peris. Aboyden shalok omolo. The bin nechsayich komo. Bleilach hamise.
Shabbatul Shema Me'aleim. That's not called Nichsayich. Havashi Oma B'Nichsayich V'loi B'Perisayim. L'may D'Lesel Ravashi Yad Balashtar Ala Tachtoinet. Teima Amai K'toni Shimocho V'Nos Nakayim B'Diyeved L'Chadchila Nami Timkel. So, L'Choyre Toisvis is asking as follows. We have had in the din of Mechiras Nechosim, we had different aloches. For example, we had Noflolok Shi Aruso Loisimke, Imocho Benos Nakayim. Noflok Shi Nesue is by Sham Yisul Hold Mocho Benos No is Maitz Miyad Alakuches. So there's different dargis in the schus of the Baal. There's one darge loisim kair, and there's another darge of mocha benosna bottle. Mocha benosna bottle. So now Tosfos is saying as follows. In the Mishnah it says, if he said, dinadvom ainli binachsayich, mocha benosna kaim. So let's learn the Mishnah elach. Is she allowed to sell it? It would seem from the Mishnah, she's not allowed to sell it. Mocha b'diyeved, if she sold it, it's kain. So it would seem from Tosfos, this is one way the Chazon Ish is metzadeh to say pshat and Tosfos. Would seem from Tosfos, Tosfos learned there were two distinct takonis. There was one takonah of loisimka. There was another takonah, mocha v'nosna bottle. Now we're clearing what was he misalik himself? So we say he's misalik himself, Yad Balashtar al Tachtoin, from the smallest chus. That means we zichelmant alay simke fakert, she shouldn't sell it fakert. That is zichelmant. He didn't want al kaponim, so the smallest chus is that the moch of a nosno should be kind. That's it. But the Mishnah does not say that she's permitted to sell it because she's not allowed to sell it. That falls into the category of Yad Balashtar Ala Tachtoina. So we pinpoint the smallest schus that he had, and that's what he wanted to be misalik himself from. According to Ravashi seems does not hold Bechlal this whole yesod of Yad Balashtar Ala Tachtoina. He says it's a different cheshbon. So Tosfos fact amar de kekashe. So according to Ravashi, so nichsayich doesn't mean peiris, doesn't mean yoshefai, but it means mechiris nechosim. So why does it say in the Mishnah mocha v'nos no kayim? It should have said she's mutter to sell. That al kaponim in these nechosim he was mesalik all his chosim. That's Tosfos kasha and Ravashi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Yehuda ima lo'ilam ho'oichel peire peiris. Rav Yehuda said that if he was misalik himself from the peiris, so that means he's misalik himself from the peiris, but peire peiris he will eat. Tana rabbonon elohein peiris ve'elohein peire peiris. Ichnisa lo'ikalke ve'osusa peiris. She brought in a karke in Peiris Gruan. Arehein Peiris. That's the Peiris of the karke. Mochar Peiris v'lokach mehem karke v'osiso Peiris arehein Peirei Peiris. But if she purchased a karke and now they grew Peiris on this karke, that's Peirei Peiris. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says his siluk was only on the peiris of the karka, but if she'll take the peiris, so the peiris belong to her, and she'll purchase a karka, so this is considered peire peiris, and that he wasn't misalik himself, unless he said peire peiris. Iboy Elohu, now the Gemara clears a shaila, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda imel lo'oilam oichel peire peiris. He was misalik himself on peiris, but he eats peire peiris. At sheyichtev lo din udvorim einli benechsayich bepeireseyem ubepeire peireseyem ad oilam. that so he has to, in order to be misalik himself from peire peires, he has to say ube peire peire sayim ad oilam. So there's four words that Rabbi Yehuda said he had to say be peire peire sayim ad oilam. Zok the Gemara iboyelehu the Rabbi Yehuda peire peires davke. What's the key word you have to say in order to be misalik from peire peires? As long as you say peire peires, that's it. Peire peires means peire 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 peires. Peire peires, that's it. Oy dilme ad oylom davke. Or maybe peire peires is not it. Peire peires means peire peires. Peire peire peires? We didn't say that. The key word is ad oylom. So the eco word is ad oylom. Peire peires is, yeah. Oy dilme tavayu davke. Maybe you have to say both. So we have a three tzodim. Either peire peires is sufficient, either ad oylom is sufficient, or none are sufficient. You need the combination of both. Zok the Gemara. Now, before we see the Gemara, let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Iboyilu l'Rabbi Yehuda d'toni tarti ube peire peireseim ad oylom. Peire peires davke b'hai lishne l'chud tzagi l'staluki mi peire peires o mi peire de peire peires. Peire peires is enough. You say peire peires, that means already everything. V'loi boi ad oylom. You don't need ad oylom. Peire peires is enough. Number one. And number two, Rashi says, v'l balti z'machlikas Rashi in Teisviz. And if peire peires is davke, because of the peire seyem ad oylom, v'loi kosa b'peire peires, lo yistalki mi peire peires. Fakert ad oylom will not mean it. B'peire seyem ad oylom means b'peire seyem ad oylom. All the peires that grow from the skark, ad oylom, not this year, next year, all the peires, I'm a salik, but not peire peires. So the siluk of peire peires comes from peire peires. And peire peires already means peire 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 peires also. So the first ad is, the key word is peire peires, and ad oylom will not help. Oidilma ad oylom davke. Now maybe the key word is ad oylom. Uba ad oylom tol yemilsa. The ikir is ad oylom. Uba peire peires loy boylom mirsa. You don't have to write the peire peires. Just have to write ad oylom. Peire seyem ad oylom. Ad oylom means peire peires. Vikosa mi peire peires loy kosa ad oylom. Leistalik mi peire de peire peire. So then you won't be misled from the peire from peire peire. Oidilme tavayu davke. Maybe you have to say both. So these are the three tzodim. So Rashi learns pshat. Either peire peires is the ikar and ad oylam doesn't help at all. Or ad oylam is the ikar and peire peires will not help for peire peire peires. Or you need both. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, im tim saloyme peire peires davke, so now the Gemara goes, if you tell me peire peires is, that's it, ad oylam lomali, so why does it say ad oylam? So why does it say in the Mishnah? So what, if the Ike vote is peire peires, so Rabbi Yehuda says, he always says peire peires, ad why do you say, if peire peires is enough, why do you have to say ad oylom? Why did you mention that? It seems, yeah, why do you mention ad oylom? So the Gemara says, that's not kash, or kemashman, even the kosovlo, peire peires, command the kosovlo ad oylom domi. So Rashi says, let us see, Rashi, ad oylom lomali, lemisni masnisin. Hayav leitzorech lemichteve. You don't have to write it, so why do you say in the Mishnah ad oylom? Hokem mashmalon, vochikoma ad sheyichtoiv ube peire peire seyem, and hainu, and if he says be peire peire seyem, that is ad oylom. Don't be
Don't get confused that Peire Peire Sein is only Peire Peire Sein. No, no, that's Ad Oilam. That already goes all the way down. Yeah. That's the first Malach. Fregt de Gemara. Now, the Imtim Tzleim Ad Oilam Davke Peire Peire Slomali. Why do you say Peire Peire? So the Gemara says, Hoka Mashmalam. Afal Gav de Kosov Lo Peire Peire. I Kosov Lo Ad Oilam In Ilo Elohim. That's pshat. That he has to write Ad Oilam, but Peire Peire will not help. So that's why the Mishnah says that you have to have Ad Oilam, even though he wrote Peire Peires. Vim tim tzoloimel tavayu davke tarti lomali. Why do you talk and need both? So gmotzrich, because of lo Peire Peires, because of lo Ad Oilam, avamine Peire Peires ud lo yochel. Avol Peiro de Peire Peires, ochel. Loch yitzarech Ad Oilam. So Peire Peires means only Peire Peires, but more than that, he wasn't Mesalik himself. Because of La Doilam, because of La Peire Peires, Avamina La Oilam, A Peires Koi. But only say Peire Seim, A Doilam, it means the Peires will never eat La Oilam. Och Yitzchak Peire Peires. So my male said the Gemara wasn't Poishet the boy, but the Gemara is Miyashiv the Mishnah, according to all three Tzadim. What does Rashi say? Peiri peiris lomali lemisni masnis and listen to the peiris same ad oilam. Hoyulu beitalye. Buhu loshin peiris and peiri peiris. So how come ashmon? In badi leboy lemisni lemichtabu. I loitone, but I loitone have a mini dikosa peiri peiris. Have a kekoise ad oilam. That's equivalent ad oilam. Lochitoni lemeime. Da filo kosa peiri peiris. Even though he wrote peiri peiris, binan ad oilam. He's coming to tell you that you shouldn't think that peiri peiris is sufficient. Now, the third lotion is yetati lomali lemichtav bishtah. So if it only say peiris heim ad oilam leilma peiris koi loy eichel ha peiris loilam. That's pshat. It won't need to be loy bishan azu. Bleib ich schon in my boys, aber Peire Peire ist euch. Let us see Teisves. Peire Peire ist Afke. Vafulu loi Kosov Adoylom, nistalik, ki ilu Kosov Adoylom. Aber ein Leporish, na, aber so Teisves ist Chölek an Rashi. Rashi said, according to the first Loshen, Davke Peire Peires are good, but Ad Oilam is no good, according to the first Lashon. Only Peire Peires are good. Taisvis says Ad Oilam is, according to the first Lashon, Ad Oilam is also good. No, the Shail is Peire Peires as good as Ad Oilam? So Taisvis says Peire Peires Davke, Vafilo Leikosav Ad Oilam, Afilo he didn't write Ad Oilam, Nistalik, he looked, Kiilu Kosav Ad Oilam. Aber ein Leforisch, die Peire Peires Davka Ad Oilam Loi Mahani, the way Rashi says, Do Masik, the Gmorre Fio Zois, Im Timzo Loi Ma, Peire Peires Davka Ad Oilam Lomali, the Gmorre Es Akashe, that if Peire Peires is Davka, that's good enough, why do you say in the Mishnah Ad Oilam? Hoke Mashmalon, the Kiven, the Kosav Lo, Peire Peires, Kiman de Kosav lo ad oilam domi. Now, I mean, the Loshna Gemore is shreklach according to Rashi. That he says that Peire Peires is equivalent ki ilu Kosav lo ad oilam. Somebody says ad oilam is ichigut. Ad oilam is klor. That it means Peire Peire Peires. No, he says Peire Peires is equivalent ki ilu Kosav ad oilam. According to Rashi, Ad Oilam is no good. So it's not, so Rashi Taki says a different shot in the Gemara. Rashi says that it's coming to tell us, and Hainu, that means Ad Oilam, Peire Peire Seim, not like he wrote Vad Oilam.
Padelum is no good. But Peiris, Peirisayim means Ad Oilam. That's a Rashi Lomsha. But Taisvis, Loshning Mosluchem, Mashm like Taisvis. Mashm Ad Oilam Pshita Lei Tvei, the Mahani. Afuluk Shenema Peir, Peiris Davk. Hava Mine Ad Oilam A Peiris. So, now the Gemara says, according to the third Loshen, you need both. You need the Peire Peiris, but if it's only say Peire Peiris, I would think Peire Peiris is only these two. That's in your Adoylam. But, and if it's say Adoylam and Peire Seim, I think Peire Seim is Adoylam. Peresh Bekuntrist Avi Adoylam, Loi Bishone Rishoyne, Veloi Bishniye, I misalik myself on the Peiris all the years. The koshelari, the mali rishoyne, mali shniye. Why do you need adoylam for that? That means to tell me, I'm talking myself on Peiris, so we're talking about this year, next year. Boy, da fila rabiutamayde, the Peiris gufayloi ocheloylam. Da fila leikosavla adoylam. So, why do you need adoylam to tell me that you don't need Peiris adoylam? Elodinud vom elibirsem pirusayim. Midulay polig alibe peri peris. But the peris say him, he won't eat adoilum without writing adoilum. Elohochi perusha. Havamine adoilum a peris shebechayeo ube moiso loyechal peris. Lohi itzer peri peris loymed loyechal loilum loy peris vloy peri peris. Now, the Marshal says, Pshat and Taisvis, the Shash is Mavaya the Marshal, that if it would only say Perisayim ad Oilom, I would say, Bein Bechayo, Bein Bemoisa. That means, as follows. What happens if there was Peris left over, and she died? What's with those Peris? I would think he only was misalik himself from these peiris that belonged to him mikoyach takonis nichsemeluk. He's misalik himself with these peiris. I didn't want mainly be peiris, so I won't have these peiris. But what happens when she died? So now there's a new cheshbin where these peiris should belong to him. Because he ashens the peiris. So he's saying, no. Ad oilam, the peiris shebechayeo ubemoisa, that means those peiris that I was misalik bechayeo, I feel when she dies, he also don't want to have those peiris. That's pshat ad oilam. When he says peiris, peiris, ad oilam, then he means, call peiris, peiris, ad oilam.